I'm going to go backwards with the agenda for Klaus. So in case he misses these particular items, I'm going to mention agenda item 6 and 7, and ask also if there are any other items of business you'd like to include on the agenda, Klaus.
No, not for the moment.
Okay. So, planning for February annual members meeting, we talked about that at the last meeting. So it's really thinking about having maybe a guest, a keynote guest speaker, and then basically talking about what we are doing, and also maybe a bit about what we plan to do in 2023, because that's what we're going to talk about at the January meeting. So, and then we would like to hear from members about their ideas, and so forth. So, how does that sound?
Yeah. Do you plan also a really face-to-face meeting during the year, or do
No.
we stay in the virtual mode?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have budget, and no, I can't. No, because apart the budget for the standing group does not include any travel, so that's totally out. And I think what we need to concentrate on is a keynote speaker, someone we feel who could offer something really, really insightful. Someone maybe either within the membership or someone high profile outside the membership. So I have one idea, but oh, Vashka's here. Hello, Vashka. Okay, while Vashka's connecting, I just want to suggest that we might get budget for paying a keynote speaker, maybe. And if that's the case, one name that is Haven Girma. She's American lawyer. You know her, Klaus. Yes. Have you been in a conference where she's presented?
I was in the
And
conference this year in Nairobi where she was presented.
yeah.
Where she was sent. I know she wants to have 15,000 euros.
Oh, is it that much? Okay. Well, we'll forget about that. That's our total budget for next year.
This was paid by the state agents by how you say it, by American authorities, yeah, because
Oh, really?
it was supported also by some American embassies and in Nairobi, and I talked to them and they said it's between 12 and 50,000 euros, so
Yeah.
I
Okay.
don't think that will be feasible,
Oh,
but we
totally
could.
another question.
And Haben is always, yeah, Haben is one topic, and the topic is ableism. Yeah.
Right.
And I don't think that it's really the main topic of our group here, because we are talking about accessibility, and accessibility in ICT. And if I can make a suggestion, perhaps we can address to Shadi Abu Shara, who was the
Yes,
former.
yes.
He's sitting in Vienna. He's now working with Amazon, but he was a long-term member of
I know.
W3C
Yes.
WAI group. Perhaps you can ask him if he can contribute to our group, because I think he's nearer to the topics that we are representing.
Absolutely.
I
And
think I'd say Shabir could be a possible candidate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So,
We can talk to one of the guys from big techs. I don't know if it's wanted, but we could address, for example, no, what's the name from UK, from Microsoft, not a name drop down from, he's from Microsoft. He's representing Microsoft
Also,
in
no one muted alert. Zoom meeting.
Let me think about it. Yeah,
Okay.
and there's another guy from Google. We can also address if you want. Christopher Patnau. He is the Google representative for European Union, Africa, and Middle East for accessibility.
If could you put the spelling of his name in the chat, please? Okay. Yes. I'm having a call with Shadi next week. I think it is next week. Okay, Patno, Patnoe, right. And just to update on different things. So, because I suppose we have to be careful. I mean, before with Shadi, it was like W3C and now that is Amazon. It's a matter of balancing how he presents that it's not just pushing the Amazon,
Yeah.
of thing as against, Google or Microsoft, and it's I know he would be sensitive to that, but we just have to see how we go, and we might have a panel. We can think about that, but yeah, so maybe if there's any other, oh, Deborah Rue, yeah, okay.
Deborah Rue, William Strong, for example, could also be a possible candidate, I think.
Okay. All right. So if that's a great start, and then if there's any others that you think of, Klaus and Jolie and Vashka, welcome, Vashka. Can you hear me now?
Gunela, I was facing some difficulties to muting and unmuting. So after a long struggle, I finally able to unmute. Thank you very much. I was
Good.
just listening to you.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So we are talking about possible keynote speakers for our members' annual meeting. So any ideas you have now, or if you want to follow up on WhatsApp with some ideas? Okay,
Carolyn Casey,
Carolyn.
valuable 500 alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carolyn Casey also, and another is like, the Amrita, not Amrita, like the lady who is working for our course content.
Namita.
Nomrit, not Namrita. So she also could, we could also think about her also, as she's doing some work for us and she's gathering some information and knowledge about that.
From
Maybe.
Klaus Hoegner to everyone. Dita Aurora plan enabled alert.
Yeah, and also I'll explore more people then.
Yeah. Naha Aurora.
Yeah, I also know her.
She's from
Okay.
Planet Able to Jesus TED speaker. And yes, yeah, she's working mainly in the field of accessible or inclusive tourism, but nevertheless, she's a well-known person.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, that's a fantastic start, and we'll just have to see if we want to have one keynote speaker just to set the scene, or have a panel to discuss accessibility. In it has to be focused on digital inclusion.
Gunala, I think sometime a long keynote speech sometime really feel boring for a online sessions. So if we could make it more interactive, like question and answer, maybe few people, 3, 4, 5 people, and ask the questions and ask them to answer within 1 or 2 minutes. Very interactive panel could be another very interesting for the people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is turning with all of those high profile names in a way. So I've got, so Jolie's got Daniela there as well to put in. Because we want to also feature the standing group, what we are doing, and members not necessarily asking, you know, having a debate, a discussion with these keynote speakers, but having the ability to talk to us as a leadership team about their ideas. So we'll have to see. And Hiroshi Karamura is sure. Yes, he's highly respected, been around for a long time. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Irene Mbari Kirika, I don't know her.
She's working for Africa. She's sitting in Washington, D.C. And she works for an organization who is working with in Kenya with blind organizations and visually impaired persons. And she set up the first conference on ICT and accessibility in the African continent. And she's responsible for the implementation of the EN 30159 in Kenya now.
Fantastic. I'm wondering, because our membership has quite a lot of Africans, and unfortunately many of them are misunderstood what the accessibility standing group would do. They thought more of accessibility in terms of affordability and rural and remote and so forth, but maybe what we could consider is having 3 or 4 speakers from different parts of the world. And I'm thinking this is really interesting coming up.
I have a suggestion now. Here, which the AGM could be a good excuse to do a survey of our members.
Yeah, yeah. Before you mean, or
yes,
after?
Yes.
Before, to what they would like, what their ideas are. Sure. And I'm thinking that with this great collection of names, this should really be a webinar with a panel of people from the various regions of the world who could then talk about accessibility, including the private sector, like Valuable 500 and Shadi and Google and so forth. We'll have to formulate that, but I think that has the makings of something really exciting.
So the way these things go is that you have the panel then, which is public and a live stream, and then you have the actual AGM, which is sort of, you know, just for members only.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that they're two separate events altogether.
I just did one in Nigeria that was like this, and it worked fine. They had the panel, and then they said, okay, you know, and we had a live stream at the same time as the panel, you know, they had a, and then that finished, and they said, okay, now this is the AGM for members, and I stopped the live stream.
How long did the session go?
Oh, it was, I have to look. It was at least an hour. Let me have a look here. Nigeria.
Because I can imagine, you know, if we're going to have four or five speakers, you know, really, really high profile, good speakers, then that would take half an hour. With not just speaking, but, you know, being questions, discussion, as Bashka mentioned. And then is that enough time for us to speak about our standing
here we
group?
Go. See, mm-hmm. it was 90 minutes.
Yeah, that's what you
pre,
need.
Pre-AGM webinar. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, okay. Ah, yes, yeah, okay. I recognize a few of those names. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I think that's good, and that could attract people to participate too. So that's all good. Klaus, who is Rama Girawa?
Rama is sitting in London. He's the director of the Helen Hamley School. That's a design school, and he's working about leadership in ICT and in inclusive design. He wrote a book about it. yeah.
Okay.
I think he would be a good person to speak about inclusive design.
Yeah.
Axel Lebois, you know him, I think. He's from
Yeah,
ICT.
Definitely know him.
And Luca Lego is the high he's a politician. He's a high profile politician. He was the man who was dealing with the implementation of the United Nations Convention on Rights of Persons with Disabilities on the side of the United Nations Organization.
Right.
And he's the former ambassador from Ecuador at the United Nations Organization and was the Minister for Foreign Affairs there.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Right. Yes. Yeah. We have what, 10, 12 names? I'm still thinking that we have a makings of a couple of webinars with using a topic of what the private sector can offer in accessibility, you know, Valuable 500, Amazon, Google, Microsoft. We have standards people like Hiroshi and Irene from Kenya. There's a host of really good people there.
I'd say, you know, there's that, or we could just think about being more internal to ISOC and be going for like some of the trustees. You know, it's not only Shabir, there's Sagarika or whatever her name is.
Sagarika and Charles Mock.
And yeah. Charles Mock. And, you know, to get them into the room to like, you know, to just to talk about accessibility from an ISOC point of view, that's a possible topic.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's if I may say, probably not as exciting.
Not as exciting, but it's more, you know, it's on topic.
It's relevant.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we come back to having all of those names to prepare for two webinars in 2023, which is part of what we're going to do in our January brainstorming meeting. So, I think that sounds good. I think we've got the makings of something really useful here. So we can work out, well, we have to work out the date in February. We have to then get the survey. So that's something we could possibly do in January, or we could start thinking about it now, the main questions. And so Jolie has time to put it together. But honestly, I think it's better to do that in January when people are over Christmas and holidays and so forth.
May I shortly? All these persons which I mentioned in my in the chat: Irene, Louis, Rama, Axel, Daniela, Christine, Caroline, Debra will be in by the end of March together in one place in Israel. By the end of March, we will be all together in Israel. All of these will be there in person. So
which room? Which room are you talking about?
We are talking about Irene. We are talking about Louis Gallego, Rama, Axel. Daniela Bass and Christine Hempel and Caroline Casey and Nea Aurora, Christopher Petno. We will all.
Israel, the same thing. Klaus went to this year.
Together. We will be together in person. In the group. Yeah. Perhaps we can when we can arrange a webinar by the end of March. Then we don't have the effort to bring them all together, because we are all together in one place there.
So would there be time that you could gather them together?
They are all together, because it's fixed now. We are from the 23rd to the 27th of March, we are together in Israel.
Fantastic.
Could you get a room there and organize a session, or would it?
Yeah, I could organize this if I knew it before. Yeah, and I could make a call to all of them, yeah? Because we are all in one group. We're all in a.
Okay, I'm going to make this a separate item here. What is it? The Israel.
20. No, it's a separate meeting in Israel. It's not an official meeting. It's an unofficial meeting of all of us. We are all in one group. We are in a group. In WhatsApp, and I can, if you want me to do this, I can organize it by these dates.
Well, I think that's a great offer, but that's a lot of people.
23 to 27th of March.
Okay, so one particular time during those few days. All right. I'm wondering,
there would be some money involved in this, presumably?
No.
They do it free of charge.
No money.
Okay.
Not even for the room and for snacks or whatever.
We are there. We are invited by Access Israel.
Okay.
But I thought about if you are doing a webinar there, yeah, then we are all together in one room and we can sit all together in one room and then doing the webinar together. Yeah?
And then you'll need, you know, someone to do the AV and in the local thing.
Then we can speak to Access Israel. Access Israel can organize this. Perhaps they want to have some, let's say, 500.
Well, we'd partner with them, obviously.
Yeah.
I can speak to
Michal next week, yeah, because I have a call with Michal and Rani from Access Israel next week, and I can tell them if they want to do this, is there money involved or not, yeah?
Yeah, and we will live stream it, tell them that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, look, I think that's a fantastic offer, and it's just to bring those people together in one room, and also I mean, they're going to be in one room. The rest of us are going to be linked in. So it's a matter of, I suppose, from your point of view and the local host to be able to make it effective with the AV, as Jolie says, and if that can be done. And is this, like, this is an informal organisation called Access Israel, is it?
No, Access Israel is not an informal organisation, but Access Israel is organising it. Under the umbrella of Access Israel, there's a group called GALES, Global Accessibility and Inclusive Leaders. Yeah, we are a group of 40 persons from all over the world, and we meet every year two times in Israel.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
And it's a very informal group. But all the people that I mentioned, they are in this group together with several others. Yeah. And we meet for 2 or 3 days every year to speak about what we can do together in the field of accessibility. And this would be the opportunity to also present this group to the outside world. Why not? Yeah, but I have to speak with them. Yeah, if they want to do this. Yeah, sure. I can't promise it. Yeah, because when say no, we don't want to. We don't want to speak with. I don't know. For whatever reason. Yeah. But I can ask them within the next few days. Yeah, because sure. As I said it before, we are together in a WhatsApp group.
Yeah, that sounds good. Is there any website documentation about
Gales? No.
Okay, no. Just informal.
It's really an informal group, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, yes, please go ahead. Vashka and Jolie, you happy with that?
Sure.
Yeah, Vashka?
Okay, no problem, yeah.
Okay, so and we'll work out the details closer to the time about, you know, how we're going to set it up, who's going to speak, is it going to be like a very big panel? All of that can we work out later, right?
Yeah, and the topic. Yeah.
Fantastic. And yeah, of course. All right, so that's a great webinar. Okay, so we've got that sorted. And I think to be less exciting for our annual meeting, to have the board members especially those three board members, Shabir, Sagarika, and Charles, to speak, and then we'll just have a little bit of listening to members, a little bit about talking where we're going, what we've done, and I think that should be fine. So we need to work out a date for that, and the tricky thing is the time. So how much notice, Jolie, would you want for that to set it up?
You know me, I need half an hour, you know, but...
No, I don't mean that. But just so that we can inform them.
I think one should be looking at 21 days minimum.
Yeah. Okay. So we can come up with a date... probably in January, but we shouldn't leave everything till January, because we need to, if we have decided we're going to include those three board members, we need to ensure that they're going to be available, basically. Okay.
I mean, presumably we're going to have this same meeting in January at around this time. So that would be the time when we're going to have to make the decision.
Sure. Okay. So let's do that. All right. Excellent. And I think if we can then look at this survey, which can go out around the same time we notify members of the annual meeting. So that, yeah.
And I think the survey, you know, if we get the survey and we ask them sort of pointed questions, you know, about, you know, what people is going on in people's local areas and what they do, it could then give us material where we can say, would you mind speaking for 5 minutes at the AGM? And it'll give us some, you know, I mean, sort of some, something like that. So.
Sure. Yeah. So, Jolie, could you just draft a few key questions, please? And then we can have that and fine tune it online and have it ready to go early January, which nothing too fancy. Okay. All right. I think that's all we need there. So Jolie, just for your recording, we did have apologies from Judith and Zachary. And the what other about thing, Soren? Beg your pardon?
What about Soren?
I don't know.
Soren was on our call last night or earlier today. So she's probably not burning both ends of the candle like some of us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Vashka, we missed you at the subcommittee on the leadership training. But Swaran was there, and this meeting, Swaran isn't there. So that's how it goes. Okay. Jolie, can you capture, it's all LinkedIn anyway, but can you capture information on the chat if we need that? Okay.
Yeah, it gets saved.
Okay.
The recording, yes. Yeah.
Good. All right. So we're now going to item 7, the January brainstorming meeting. And what we need to talk about there, obviously, is what we're going to be doing in 2023. And I've got a very clear suggestion from Kyle that all the SIGs and standing groups should concentrate on one key activity. And I said, well, you know, we still want to run webinars and so forth. And he said, well, you know, if it can be tied together in some way, that'd be good. So that's just something to think about. And since we are in the middle of this disability leadership training and content development, that might be considered one of the key activities to discuss. So just to keep that in mind. Is there anything from Klaus and Bashgar and Jolie that you think we should also include in that brainstorming meeting about what we're going to do next year? I should also say that I think I mentioned it last meeting, but I need to be clear that this year, each SIG and standing group was given, well, not given, but allocated $30,000 US budget. And for a variety of reasons, we weren't able to make use of that. So we've made use of probably by the time the content development of a course and the webinars and a few other bits and pieces, the business cards, around, I would say, 20,000, roughly, very roughly speaking. So we've probably lost the 10,000 extra. And the senior management in ISOC felt that because there was a lot of money not spent, not just by us, but probably more so by others, that each group next year will only be allocated 15,000 US. So it's very unfortunate, but we'll have to make the best of that. And there could be, according to Kyle, possibilities of add-ons if we can demonstrate value, etc. So that's just to keep in mind as background for the brainstorming. So are there any other key items for the brainstorming at the moment that you would like to include?
Gunala, I think we have done some regional level advocacy, like in the APRIGF, and also we already done some regional training for people with disabilities. Do you think next year we can again engage ourselves for regional level advocacy through different conference, seminar, workshops, and including the capacity development? We will give the focus on that as we are developing a course. But remember, people with disabilities have no information about these types of issues, so we need to run some advocacy or awareness creation events for promoting accessibility and digital inclusion.
Okay, thank you. Are you talking about disability conferences or internet governance conferences? Excuse me.
I think we should go in a two-track approach. So disability conferences highly ignoring the internet governance issues, and internet governance also not very disability focused. If you saw the Ethiopia this year's IGF, I couldn't really experience much on disabilities there.
Well, there was only the one session really that I was involved with. Right. Okay. I think that's...
And also as Japan is one of the most inclusive country, we must collectively need to engage to make the Japan IGF more inclusive one. And we need to start from tomorrow.
With the IGF, yes. Okay, so it's a matter of how we make an impact.
I will just pipe up here that my friends from the Accessibility VR are based in Tokyo, and they just are launching an Accessibility Tokyo group, which has its first meeting on Sunday.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to offer to them the same facility that we've been giving them, their other groups, of like backup streaming. We'll see if they want it or not.
That's really interesting, Jolly. And I would strongly encourage them when the time comes, which probably would be in March, April, to put in a workshop proposal about VR and disability, because that's something that hasn't been covered in an IGF, and that should get a go ahead and have an impact. That would be excellent. Okay. Right. And probably so that's obviously the IGF, and we can do that in January, make a list of particular disability conferences, internet conferences that we should target, and then the issue is getting funding if we don't just do remote presentations. But we'll leave that for January. Anything else?
I would say that there's almost an action thing there, which is compile list of events of external events.
Yeah. So could you?
I could explore some of the event, and I will make it.
Good. Okay. I suggest we have open a Google Doc, and we can all add something to that. That would be excellent.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how much comfortable or barrier free for me for Google Doc, but I'll send you the list of.
I've got a feeling that a form might be a better way of doing it, where we're just dropping stuff into a form and then we can sort it out. So then we can put it out to membership, too, if you have any, a form that has an output, a public output, so that people can see what's already in there and you can just drop stuff in.
So, I'll leave that to you, Jolie, then, to work through.
See, okay. Busy, busy Christmas.
Okay. That sounds good. All right, Jolie. Good-o. Okay. I think that's enough of that, because we're going to do the main work in January, but it's just good to be prepared for that. So we've got less than 20 minutes to go. We'll just go back to the beginning. Item number one, which is the leadership course development. And just to say, we had an excellent meeting. Jolie, Swara, and myself with Fasana Bade. Unfortunately, Nemita, it was a big confusion about the time, unfortunately. So
I'm also really confused. I couldn't really recognize the meeting time in a proper manner. So that's why I was unable to join.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jolie got a bit, there was just a little bit of a Zoom issue there, wasn't there, Jolie?
I'm not sure that Bashkar was on our invite list.
No, I'm not in your invite list. That's why I was a bit surprised that when is the meeting, why I'm not there.
I don't, if you're on the committee, you should have been on the invite list. So maybe we should enumerate who's on that committee.
Well, I recall that Bashkar volunteered to go on the subcommittee.
Yes.
So when you did the mail out, when I did the invites, I just copied everybody who you'd emailed, Ginella and so.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
I'm not taking the blame on that one.
No, you don't have to. Absolutely not. Okay.
All right. Next meeting. Next would be.
Yeah. Yes, that's fine. There is
a recording, and I'll send a note to the leaders list.
That'd be good. And and thanks, Jolie, for following up with Namita on that list. A small list, and I had a WhatsApp call with her, and she apologized profusely, she is working away, really, officially starting this week, but she's been unofficially working for the last couple of weeks on this, and she's got lots of good ideas, and she's very keen to have this webinar. So for the sake of Klaus and Bashkar, Fasana suggested to have a webinar with the internet community, disability community, to discuss ideas, ask some key questions, and that will inform her work. It will also promote the idea of disability leadership in internet governance. So it has two important parts to it. And we are going to webinar.
That's an action if there ever was one, right? So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we are going to run that on the second week of January, something like the 9th or the 10th of January, I think. So that's something that we will continue working on online. Fasana has a huge number of contacts, and I think that's going to be quite valuable. So thank you to Jolie for connecting us with Fasana And we're going from there. So I'm not going to go into more detail because there is a recording and a transcript, I think, and then you'll get all the details. But that's motoring along quite well, I think. We'll just see. She's going to have a draft to us, certainly to the subcommittee by the 21st of December. And I'll be talking to her on WhatsApp every week just to check in and make sure everything's fine. Do you have any questions about that for the time being? No? Okay. So the agenda item 2 is about our web landing page, which went into a little hole. Have you, Jolie, had a chance to fill it out? Can you share that with us?
Hang on. Would that this be this one? Okay, so new share. Okay, you wanted the leadership team in there? There we have the leadership team.
Yep. Okay. Great. Yep. All good. And then
I took out the word AMS on my dev since I don't have any AMS function.
No, admin is fine. If you're happy with admin, I'm happy with that. That's great. Right. And then
I added some group member activities.
Fantastic.
And I added, you know, Klaus's webinar to the wiki as well. So there it is. In there.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's good. And I just need to send you.
Sorry, I have to leave. Yeah. Ciao.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Thank you very much, Klaus. Thank you. Catch up next time. Okay. Have a happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. See you in the New Year.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Voter has left the meeting alert.
Okay.
I also embedded his video on the page.
Yeah, fantastic. So the only thing to add is there's actually two things. The other APRIGF workshop on disability leadership, and I need to send you a link if you haven't already got one. But I can certainly send you a link to the workshop outline that's on the APRIGF website. And the other thing is a link to the Dhaka workshop.
Okay.
All right.
I have a small agenda. Yeah.
Yeah.
After you finishing.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So if you can just continue scrolling towards the top.
From accessibility to everyone. https://docs.google.com/document/t/.
Okay. So that's a preamble and link to document when completed and approved. Yeah, well.
Oh, I see. Link to accessibility toolkit. Oh, I can fix that.
Yeah. And it's a matter of when in the world that's going to be finalized, with the internal.
Oh, I see the history. Oh, I missed this. Yeah, I missed this bit. Okay, yeah. I'll look at that later in the day.
Yeah. That's only a couple of sentences, really. You know, just to mention the special needs chapter, disability and special needs, and the SIG. That's all. And I'm really keen to send that off to the comms team so we can have something set up before the end of the year, because that just shows by the end of the year we actually have a landing page through ISOC. So, okay, all right. So can you do that in the next couple Great. Okay, so that's an action on you. All right. So with the accessibility framework revision, there's not much to say from the internal working group that those slight additions I made, they didn't say one way or another. And it seems like they probably want to hang on now until the board makes a decision on Shabir's proposal on accessibility. And,
sorry, what agenda item? We're on accessibility framework?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. So Shabir is working together with a few other board
members. Well, they were hanging on a big meeting. Do we know what happened at that meeting?
I have heard that it was discussed in a fair bit of detail, but the board wants revisions and further work done, and then to take it to a vote in a forthcoming meeting, either online or not. So there's a few, I gather, sticking points, and then yeah, I think pending board approval is fine. Well, no, the accessibility framework is not pending board approval. It's Shabir's proposal on accessibility that's pending board approval.
And but our thing is pending on Shabir, right? On Shabir's thing.
Yeah. So it's interlinked, and I think that's all we can do for now. So we're waiting on that. Okay, so number four is the webinars, and Klaus has left us, but I look forward to listening to the recording or reading it. So I think that's made an impact, and then there's one in Fiji that Swaran would speak to, but that's probably going to now happen in January. And then Vashka, I think you were going to send some further details to Jolie about the Bangladesh webinar.
Okay, I'm almost in a final stage. You know, we are trying to get a very high-profile people, like the senior secretary of the ICT division. He verbally confirmed, and DZ, Ministry of Social Welfare, and also there is one from Internet Society Bangladesh chapter, and another we are trying to get the from UNDP. I can send details by Tuesday evening. Hopefully by Tuesday evening all the guests will be confirmed. So on 21st of December, Bangladesh time 9:30 to 10:30 is a 1 hour webinar. Maybe we need more 10 to 15 minutes extra. Then depends on the guest we are able to confirm.
We have to decide how much time we're going to use, because I have to book the captioner appropriately. So
that I could ensure you by Tuesday evening.
Okay.
That means 13.
Yeah, I'm wondering also, we haven't used sign language interpretation in the recent
One thing I can do, if you allow, I'm not sure it will how much accepted by in an international area. I can use one sign language interpreter from Bangladesh side. I can pay for that. I'm not really sure it will serve the purpose for international level. But they are regularly using it.
I think that's good because it's a Bangladesh-focused webinar. So to have a Bangladeshi interpreter would make total sense to me. And that should not be paid out of your budget, Vashka. That it's a bit complicated, I think, for ISOC, but they should be paying for that.
They should pay, yeah, but absolutely. It is not easy. So it is not much. It is maybe $50-$60.
I think this is a good challenge to throw at ISOC.
I agree.
To pay someone, even if it's paying Vashka, who then pays the person.
If you see it is complicated, I can manage it by myself.
You shouldn't. Vashka, thank you, but you shouldn't have to because this is, we have a budget and we should use
you
it.
Know,
and...
what, you know, if need be, you know, we have a TransferWise account for the accessibility SIG. So, you know, we could always, you know, if ISOC gets into a problem, then we can say, okay, well, if you can just pay the Internet Society of New York, then we'll take care of it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's always an option, but yeah. But no, let's test them on this. I think it's a good thing. It's a good stress test to see if we can do it. So let's have a go at it.
But one thing you need to remember: if we cannot decide it by before the workshop, then it will be difficult for me to pay the sign language interpreter because I need to take. Pass the note from government side to pay. So that's why
I'd say, you know, let's proceed. And then if we run into a roadblock, then we say, okay, we tried. So I would say put it down. As...
Okay. That's good.
So
Jolly, the time is comfortable for you in the,
I've already booked the slot that you gave me, you know, so far as I know.
Yeah. Gunnel is the keynote speaker. She will give a global perspective. I'll give a very small presentation on Bangladesh, what they're doing. Then 2 to 3 panelists, then some open discussion, then our guest, three guests.
Okay. So how long do you want me to speak for?
What do you think? 10 minutes is okay for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, then it's comfortable for us. Okay, and the moderation will be by he's very famous in Bangladesh. He's advisor for A2I and also Trust Force member of the Digital Bangladesh Initiative, which is formed by the Prime Minister, Mr. Anit Chaudhary. He's very famous. So he will moderate the session.
Excellent. Excellent. That sounds really good. Yes,
This will be very high profile webinar. I'm expecting like that. Let's see. I'm trying my level best.
I know you are. I know. So then it's, of course, promoting it to get as many people to come as possible. And yes, because it probably the main audience will be people in Bangladesh, but there could very likely be people from anywhere because it's going to be promoted widely. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah, I already have a meeting with the G3ICT. They have 40 to 50 country representatives. So some of them will join in this webinar. And they already, after getting our promotional poster and link, they'll circulate it within their network.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. All right. Well, that's exciting. So we look like everything is just about ready, and you'll provide Jolie with a paragraph or just a description too, won't you?
Yes, total outline will be shared. Final outline with Jolie by 13th of December.
Yeah, so I'm putting it in my calendar that I'm going to hear from you on that day.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. That sounds really good. Okay. All right. Well, we managed to get a few webinars in just before the end of the year, which is very encouraging. The next agenda item is actually for Swaran and Zakari about annual reporting. So there will be a request for, well, an action item for Swaran and Zakari, who hopefully Zakari is going to be well, to work on. It doesn't have to be a formal annual report. It's more listing activities against the particular objectives we had, and but that's their key role.
Is there a deadline?
Deadline. I think it can be early January. Let's make it the 9th of January. I haven't heard exactly from Kyle about that, but I think we need to do that to show that this is
WhatsApp window. Chat
we
list.
Are working.
Currently unmuted. Alt plus A.
Okay. All right. And I think we just have two items for any other business. One of them was something that came up as an aside before the meeting we had with the subcommittee on leadership training. And Jolie and I were talking about a SIG-SG liaison. And I've emailed Kyle about that and I'm waiting to get a response.
Specifically, it's a thing where there is a chapter leaders, the chapter leaders have chapter representatives listserv, and they also have a chapter leaders group in Connect, and the people who lead the SIGs and the standing groups have nothing. They have no way of talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So we're suggesting a two-prong approach, and one is, a call, and two is that a community be established on Connect.
Yeah, I mentioned both of those to Kyle, so we'll see what he can come up with for next year. Okay, so Vashka, you had an agenda item.
I think that my webinar was that one, nothing else.
No? Okay, so that's fine then. All right, all good. And then we need to set a time for the next meeting in January. And so this is a brainstorming meeting. We're really keen to have everyone there. And unfortunately for you, Vashka, it's a bad time for you. It's a 5 a.m. one for you. It would be 2300 UTC. And we're looking at, if it's a month away, it would be the 5th of January, which for some of us might still be a holiday mark. Otherwise, we'll be looking at the 12th of January, which would be straight after the webinar for the training course. So what are your thoughts on either of those two dates?
It was drowned out. What was the second option?
The 12th of January.
I think 12th of January is better because, in the early new year, many people may be in the leave or I don't know.
Exactly. Let's do it 12th of January, 2300. Can you cope, Vashka, with 5 a.m.?
Just give me a call in the morning if I'm not there.
All right.
I'll try my level best.
That's very good. Okay. Well, that's an important meeting for brainstorming. So hopefully we can have a full complement of people, and that should suit Judith as well, since she is a night owl and so forth. So we should be fine. All right. Well, I think that is the end. There's a lot there to digest with action items and ideas and so forth, but we just need to keep going in between in between now and the next meeting and holiday time, but we should be fine as long as we keep focused. So thank you very much. Thank you, and I wish I wish you both holidays, good holidays if you are taking any holidays.
Yeah. Tomorrow and after tomorrow is close here, so.
Yes. Okay. Well,
it's midsummer where you are, right, Gunilla?
Yes, we finally got summer. It's been a cool spring. So we had a bit of thunder and lightning just before and a downpour, and it's proper summer weather for us. Yes. The cicadas are doing their thing in the bushes, and it's good.
Hey. Gunilla, today yes. I have conducted a training. It's called Disability and Digital Inclusion Training for Unilever. You know Unilever?
Yes.
So for the senior management of the Unilever, and that was a 2-hour session. One of the youth with disabilities was with me. Very exciting.
Yes, absolutely. So this is Unilever Bangladesh.
Yes.
Fantastic. That's really good. So what did they commit to doing anything, or it was mainly a listening awareness session?
No. They're trying to recruit some youth with disabilities in as a staff. That's why they're taking initiative to sensitize their staff first and their management, HR, etc.
Excellent. That's perfect. That's so good to hear. And I think this is another example of what corporations are doing that are including people with disability in their workforce. And it's so very difficult for the internet society to do this, whereas other corporations are. So we need to keep this in mind when we are talking to ISOC and ICANN and others, that it's not unusual these days. It's happening more and more. So yeah, good point. Okay. All right. Yeah. I think we should finish.
Yeah, I think we should finish. Okay. Thank you, Jolly. Thank you, Jolly. Thank you, Gunilla.
Thank you very much, Bhaskar. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And my apology, I am a little bit slow because I am under pressure as it is year ending. So I am under pressure of work.
Okay. Well, we'll finish a year well, and then we've got renewed energy next year to do lots more.
Yeah, absolutely. See you.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye.